I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
News of the death of China's one-time premier and party chief Zhao Ziyang has been received in radically different ways by officials in Washington and in Beijing. Zhao, according to White House spokesman Scott McClellan, was a man of moral courage who suffered great personal sacrifices for standing by his convictions during difficult times. In China, newspaper coverage of his passing was scant, and according to Reuters, state radio and television have been silent on the subject. Zhao was ousted after expressing sympathy with the pro-democracy demonstrators of Tiananmen Square. He spent his last 15 years under house arrest. We wondered whether the media silence in China extends to the media of the 21st century. Are websites and chat rooms as empty of Zhao Ziyang's name as the front pages and newscasts? Xiao Chang is director of the China Internet Project at the Graduate School of Journalism at the University of California, Berkeley, and joins us from there. Is it the case that Zhao Ziyang is not even being talked about on the Internet, or is there some discussion under the radar that's happening on the web?
On the surface, if you surf in the Chinese cyberspace within China, you do not see much discussion or mentioning of Zhao Ziyang at all. But if you go down a little deeper to see what other bloggers are talking about, what other online forums participants are really using metaphors and indirectly expressing themselves, if you really can trace down to millions of emails and clicks and searches, you will see there is a hidden, powerful wave of wanting to know more about this political sensitive news from the Chinese netizens.
And how, first of all, on the superficial level, which would seem impossible to do here in this country, how do the Chinese authorities actually manage to censor the web as effectively as they do?
Well, ever since Chinese government decided to introduce internet into China since middle 90s, they also came out a quite elaborate plan of to make sure this new media under their control, including what outside called the Great Firewall.
You're saying the Great Firewall of China. Is what you're saying.
That's right.
However, you say there is another level of discussion deeper down, which uses euphemisms, code words, metaphors. How would you describe that discussion?
Using a different name or express metaphors, that's one way to do it. I have visited many Chinese chat rooms, and people are telling their stories. And one story was saying, last night I was in the restaurant, and my friend told me this dear friend of ours died. I remember last time I saw him 15 years ago, mm-hmm. and I remember what he said. I'll always remember him. And nobody can mistake that what he's really referring to, but only that how much he can say.
You were an activist at Tiananmen Square. Back when?
15 years ago, I was actually a graduate student studying in the United States, but I went back to China in 1989 to join the movement.
Well, given your background in human rights and also your involvement with an excellent American graduate school of journalism, in our terms, if somebody of Zhao Ziyang's importance had died, how prominent a story would it be?
Well, he was certainly the head of the state, head of the party. He was holding that position before he was being purged by the real power behind, who was the paramount leader, Deng Xiaoping. But what I want to point out here is Zhao Ziyang is not just history. He is closely linked to what happened 15 years ago in Tiananmen, and that is still at the core of China's political life. Mm-hmm. That legacy is not being finished simply because the China's democratic reform is haven't started. That's exactly why the Chinese current leadership are suppressing the news about Zhao Ziyang, because it's not about history, it's about current political situation.
Xiao Chang, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Xiao Chang is director of the Berkeley China Internet Project at the Graduate School of Journalism, University of California, Berkeley.